Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. It's a beautiful ambient electronic texture, but it's actually all the work of a single guitarist. Her name is Sarah Lipstadt, although she records under the name Noveller. She is one of a number of guitarists who choose to use the instrument not in its usual way, you know, chords, runs up and down the scales, things like that, but rather to sort of create textures and landscapes, sonic landscapes like this one. On this edition of New Sounds, we'll hear actually a fairly wide variety of sounds, but all of them coming from solo projects or ensembles that are led by electric guitarist/composers. I'm John Schaefer, glad you've joined us for this edition of New Sounds. We will begin with the band Empyrean Atlas, which is a group based here in New York. They are led by David Crowell, who's a composer, and a reed player, saxes, clarinets, things like that, but also plays the guitar. And in fact, he is one of three electric guitarists in this band, Empyrean Atlas, which walks a pretty fine line between the worlds of pop music and the worlds of contemporary classical composition. So you'll hear echoes of Philip Glass-style minimalism. In fact, David Crowell plays winds in the Philip Glass ensemble. But you'll also hear some of those dry, stinging guitar sounds that you hear so much in West African and Central African music. So those get combined to really good effect in a piece called Redwood, which starts things off. Then we'll hear some music from a one-man band called Land Observations. Land Observations is essentially the work of the electric guitarist and composer James Brooks. And from his album, The Grand Tour, we'll hear a piece called On Leaving the Kingdom for the Well-Tempered Continent. Well-tempered being perhaps a reference back to Bach and the well-tempered clavier. It's also the name of a tuning system. It's kind of hard to tell whether he might be using a retuned guitar here. It doesn't sound like it to me, but there's a hint in the title that he might be. Land Observations is the name of this project from James Brooks. And then we'll go back to Empyrean Atlas, David Crowell and company, for a piece called Green Arrow. Again, that's from their self-titled, self-released CD, also called Empyrean Atlas, and we'll begin with their piece called Redwood. Thank you. Music there from Empyrean Atlas. I like this. I guess it's an EP. It's not a full-length album, but it's called Empyrean Atlas, and it is a self-released, self-titled album from this New York-based group of three guitarists, electric guitarists, with bass and drums, and one of the three electric guitarists, the composer and band leader, David Crowell, is also the horn player, plays reeds and winds, and that piece is called Green Arrow. We actually had a little Empyrean Atlas sandwich going there. We began with a piece called Redwood from the band, and then sandwiched in between them was some music from Land Observations, which is a one-man band, the one man being James Brooks, who is also an electric guitarist. From his album The Grand Tour, we heard On Leaving the Kingdom for the Well-Tempered Continent. So Land Observations there in the middle of the two pieces by Empyrean Atlas. And we're listening to some composer-slash-electric guitarists, where the electric guitar is used as a sort of compositional tool as opposed to its normal, you know, power chords and shredding guitar solos, etc. Lots of looping involved in the music of Sarah Lipstate, who records under the name Noveller. We'll hear a couple of her pieces, and we'll sandwich something in between them as well, as we continue in just a moment. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 3620. We're listening to some ensembles, some solo projects, all built around the sound of the electric guitar. As I mentioned before the break, Sarah Lipstate is an electric guitarist and composer, uses lots of looping devices, and records under the name Noveller. We'll hear a couple of her pieces in this next set, beginning with Glacial Wave, and then concluding with a piece called Almost All Right. Same kind of technology being used in both pieces, but to two very different effects. In between the two pieces by Noveller, we'll hear some music from the artist known as Cora, which is another of these one-person ensembles. Cora, K-H-O-R-A, is the guitarist and producer and Toronto resident Matthew Romolo. And he creates these kind of electronic soundscapes built around the guitar and various other sounds that get kind of pressed into service. The piece that we'll hear is called Hushed Pulse of the Universe, and it comes from the Cora record entitled Silent, Your Body is Endless. So that is, once again, sandwiched in between these two pieces by Sarah Lipstate, a.k.a. Noveller, on New Sounds. Thank you. That is Noveller, the electric guitarist, looper, and composer Sarah Lipstate and her one-woman ensemble, Noveller, from the album Desert Fires. That's a piece called Almost All Right. We began that set with her piece Glacial Wave from the same record. Sarah recording under the name Noveller. In the middle of the set, we heard some music from Kora, K-H-O-R-A, which is the Toronto-based Matthew Romolo, another guitarist and sort of one-man band. From the album called Silent, Your Body is Endless, we heard a piece called Hushed Pulse of the Universe. That was in between the two Noveller tracks. In a moment, we'll hear a slightly more conventional use of the electric guitar from Bill Frisell, which is probably the first time anyone's ever accused Bill Frisell of doing anything conventionally, but, it is the guitar kind of setting a West African mood, and you'll hear why in a moment. We'll also hear some music from Kaki King, the New York-based guitarist and composer, and occasionally songwriter, but we'll hear one of her instrumental pieces as we continue with New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this edition of New Sounds or any episode of the program, they're all on our website. The playlists have all the details on what you're hearing and where you can find the music. That's at wnyc.org/newsounds. Also on the website, our audio archives. You can subscribe to our free podcast, place for comments, connect with us via the various social media, details on our New Sounds live concert series as they occur. All of that at wnyc.org/newsounds. Great way to be able to hear this show anytime you want. On this edition of New Sounds, we're hearing ensembles or solo projects that are built around the guitar. And in the case of Bill Frisell, here's a guy who has played within the jazz world, the country or Americana world, classical music with composer Gavin Bryars, forays into the periphery of rock as well. But periphery seems to be where he likes to be. He doesn't, he is not a jazz guitarist. He is not a folk guitarist, a classical guitarist, a rock guitarist. He is Bill Frisell. He does his own thing. And his own thing includes occasionally a tip of the hat to other guitarists. The piece we're going to hear is called Boubacar, and it is a tribute to the great West African guitarist Boubacar Traoré. So this is Bill Frisell leading his band, the Intercontinentals, and this piece called Boubacar. Then we'll hear Kaki King, an amazingly gifted guitarist who plays 19th century parlor guitars, harp guitars, electric guitars. The piece that we're going to hear from her album Dreaming of Revenge is an instrumental piece called Montreal. She also writes songs, which she sings as well as plays, but Montreal is a more textural use of the electric guitar from Kaki King. Right after this piece from the Intercontinentals, led by the guitarist and composer Bill Frisell. Thank you. That is Khaki King from New York, Brooklyn, actually, and a piece called Montreal from her record Dreaming of Revenge. This is Khaki in an instrumental electric mood, but she's equally capable of doing some jaw-dropping feats on the acoustic guitar and singing songs as well as playing. Montreal, the name of that, from Khaki King. Before that, Boubacar, a tribute to the great West African, the Malian guitarist Boubacar Traoré, from the electric guitarist Bill Frisell and his band, the Intercontinentals. And that's what we've been doing on this edition of New Sounds, is listening to ensembles and solo projects that are built around the sound of the electric guitar. Not necessarily used in the way you might hear in the big arenas, but a little bit more from the Toronto-based one-man band called Cora in the background as we wrap things up for this edition of the program. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.